Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3433BN. Today's date is August 25th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Projects Civil War, U.S. Military Equals Savior of Mankind, November 5th, the Patriots Go Operational. Talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Think about what just happened. Step by step, Trump and the Patriots are doing what? They're destroying the D party. Little by little, Trump is chipping away at them. And the latest chip was RFK Jr. And the D party, the deep state players, they're having a very, very difficult time dealing with this. Remember, Trump has always said that, hey, we got to take back the country. And it has to be the American people that take back the country. So if the American people have to take back the country, it can't just be the Republicans. You can't take back the country with half of the country behind you. You need the full country behind you. And if you notice what has been happening, Trump is now doing his rallies in Democrat areas. He brought on RFK Jr., Democrat. Elon, who's a Democrat, is on his side. Tulsi Gabbard is on his side, which I do believe he'll be making other announcements that you're going to see other big name Democrats on his side. This is how you unite a country. This is how you show this is the direction we need to head in. And for the people of the Democratic Party, you're going to see a lot of these individuals start to move over. Actually, we're already starting to see those who are following RFK. They are now saying, yes, we will vote for Trump. Now, does this mean he's gotten the entire Democratic Party on his side? No, absolutely not. That's why as we go and we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what's going to happen? Well, you need certain events to actually convince these people that he is the right choice because you're going to see the difference. You're going to see the D party who's pushing socialism, communism, pushing open borders, pushing events in the country. We should just actually just turn all this around. Instead of saying they're pushing open borders, they're pushing crime. They're pushing poverty. They're pushing events with the economy. What are they pushing? They're pushing for the destruction of the economy. So they're pushing layoffs. They are pushing store closures. They're pushing the devaluation of the currency, which is inflation. This is what they're pushing. If you look at what's happening out in the Middle East and what's happening out in Ukraine, what are they doing there? They're pushing your children to go to war for them to cover up their crimes. They're pushing to have the country hit with a nuclear weapon. This is what these people are pushing. That is their true agenda. And when you really see it, the people of this country, they are going to recognize this, especially the D party, because Trump already has a lot of the Republicans, a lot of the independents. But the Democratic Party, when they see the events, when they see the economy crashing, when they see the United States on the precipice of war, this is when Trump gets the rest of the people. Now, of course, the deep state players, they don't want this to happen. They're going to try to stop this from happening. And they're not going to try to get the people back because they know they've lost them. Once the people wake up, they completely lost it. All the people. They can't get them back because once people are awake, they see through their lies, their manipulation, and everything like that. So what they're going to try to do, and you can see they're already projecting out there, like General Hayden, who was the CIA director, he is already projecting out there that we might see a civil war just like we saw a civil war back in 1860. That's when Abraham Lincoln was elected in 1860 and the Civil War broke out a couple months later. So you could see already that they're already talking about what they're about to do. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know this. We already know that there's not going to be a civil war. I do believe Trump, from the very, very beginning, needed to take control of this country. He knew that the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, and the rest of the agencies, he knew that the deep state players took them over. They're a part of the criminal syndicate. He knew that the military would actually follow their oath and they would be on his side. So he needed to make sure that he was able to take control of the country. And I do believe this is why he allowed the deep state players to overthrow the United States government and overthrow the duly elected president. And he knew once that happened, he would be able to receive, and I think he was receiving it before, but now the military was fully functional. They were able to operate on U.S. soil. They were able to operate and monitor what was going on in this country because, again, there was an insurrection. There was domestic and foreign entities that overthrew the United States government, and it allowed Trump to receive this type of information now, and it made it possible for the military to maintain control. So when you really think about it, is the U.S. military, they are the savior of mankind. Because Trump needed to put them into place to make sure no harm comes to the people. Then Trump's mission was to do what? To bring the country together. Bring the country together to take the country back. And he needed, yes, the Republicans, yes, the independents, but he also needed the D's. And to wake the D's up, people needed to be brought through this darkness that we're in today. Those people that are awake, those people that are seeing what's going on, they feel like there's no hope. They feel like all is gone. A lot of the people feel like, do Dems really have the upper hand in this? No. The Dems are at the weakest point they have ever been in. When you lose the people and all you have is the fake news, those people at the top of Hollywood, those people that are running certain corporations, and you have the agencies in D.C. and Trump has the military and the rest of the country, you're at your weakest point. And as Trump continually brings Democratic people over to his side, the D party gets weaker and weaker. I do believe in the end, the D party will cease to exist. Now, once again, we know the D party, they don't care about getting the people back. They don't care about any of that. All they want to do is they want to create a distraction and they need a way to manipulate the elections any way they possibly can. Now, they can manipulate it with mail-in ballots, what I do believe they're going to try to do. And you can see there's already things that they're trying to do, especially with the illegals, especially with the Social Security hack. And now with these pockets of mosquitoes and diseases that are popping up where they're making towns actually create curfews where people are afraid to go outside. Remember, all you need is the fear aspect where people are afraid to go out and they say, you know what, I can't go to the polls. I better send in the mail-in ballot. That's what they're trying to do. But again, the Patriots, they are the ones who are winning in all of this. When you hear the fake poll numbers in the media, their job is to convince you that something's happening when it really isn't. Remember, they are a propaganda outlet, all of them. Every single one of them is a propaganda outlet. This is all the D party has. That is their bullhorn. Think about it. Just take away the fake news right now. And if everyone just looked at the true polls from Rasmussen reports, the poll that Elon did, the poll that Political Polls has done, where you see the raw numbers and you didn't have the fake news and you didn't hear them repeating the crap every single day, you know what you would believe? You would believe something completely different. And those people are still watching the fake news. The fake news is to make you think that all is lost. But actually, the opposite is happening. And you could see it's going to go even further than this. Yes, it might look dark. Yes, it might look scary. It might look like there's doom. It might look like Trump doesn't know what he's doing. But this has been planned from a long time ago. See, Trump is a builder. Do you think he just walks up to a space and goes, you know something? Let's build a building today. I got no plans. I don't know how we're going to build a building. I don't know how many floors it's going to be. I don't even know how we're going to clear the land. But you know what? Let's just put it up and let's see if it works. Let's see if we could, you know, build the building. No, it takes months or maybe even years to plan it all out. The same thing with taking back the country. Do you really think Trump is just winging this? Do you really think he's just going, you know something? Gee, I hope this works. I hope if I get RFK on my side and I get his endorsement, I hope this helps. No, this has been planned from a long time ago. Do you really believe everything that you've seen with everything that these have been doing, the deep state has been doing to Trump? Do you really think that Trump is just winging this as he goes? No, what he's doing is he's actually using the Sun Tzu art of war. Pretend that you're weak while you're strong. Show the people the true nature of the deep state. Show the people how evil these people really are. Because he can't explain it to you. He can't just tell you what it is. So if you see their actions every single day, and you see what they do to this man, and you see what they do to the people. Remember, these people are continually calling the people of this country deplorables, extremists, terrorists. They're not calling Trump those names. They're calling the people those names. Has Trump ever called the people those names? Even the D's? No. He's called Biden those names. He's called Kamala Harris those names. He's called Hillary Clinton those names. He's called Obama those names. But never the people. That is the difference. And November 5th, like Trump continually says, that is going to be the biggest election we will ever have. And I do believe when November 5th happens and the counterinsurgency is complete, which means Trump has the military, he already has that. Once the people send him the message, do it. We want you to take back the country for us. We just voted for you. The people are behind you. The people are ready. We want the country back. This is when the Patriots go operational. Because if you really think about it, going all the way back to 2016, if Trump just marched in with the military and marched into D.C., it would be a civil war. If Trump marched into D.C. after 2020 with the military, it'd be civil war. This is what the deep state actually wants. 2024, what do they want? They want a civil war. Is there going to be a civil war? No. See, the U.S. military right now is on standby. Trump has already said we're going to be using the military to round all of these people up. Because remember, it's an invasion. When they start attacking this country, it goes way beyond an invasion. It means it's an attack on the country. When a foreign entity attacks this country with a cyber attack, or maybe there's some type of nuclear device where they're attacking us. The military is ready to go, which means when they try to kick off a civil war, it's not going to work. And the military will put an end to it. Remember, the deep state players, what they really want is they want the Trump supporters out in the street. The deep state players really want the Trump supporters battling the illegals that are in this country because they know how to control that. They know how to add gasoline to the fire. They know how to make it even worse. And they will bring in their agent provocateurs to make it worse. Actually, if you go to any of the times that they had an overthrow of a government in any of the countries, let's use Ukraine, for example, when that was happening in the city of Kiev, they had agent provocateurs kick it off by shooting people. This is what they do. They're behind the scenes. They use them. And the other side thinks, holy crap, look, they just killed some people. Let's go get them. That's what they're going to try to do in this country. But I do believe there are many safeguards in place. Now, I don't mean when something kicks off, it's going to be stopped immediately. I do believe they will try to kick it off in many of the cities. I do believe people are going to see all of this. And yes, since the people are with Trump, the people are going to say, you know something? This needs to be stopped. And it's going to be very, very interesting who actually calls the ball to actually stop all of this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. We'll be talking a little bit more about this, about cyber attacks, about where we're headed with this election and November 5th. But first, let's talk about the border, because the border is not working out for Kamala Harris. It's actually getting worse and worse for her, because Trump went down to the border and he put the victims right in the spotlight, and their stories are absolutely horrific of what these people have done, where they've been letting these people in. And Trump has already said, listen, we're going to have the death penalty for child traffickers, human traffickers, and all these people. And what's very interesting, Trump put this out on Truth. He said DHS identifies over 400 migrants brought to the U.S. by an ISIS-affiliated smuggling network. So the border is wide open because the deep state players are using the border to smuggle in children, smuggle in women, use them for whatever they want to use them for, pedophilia, for sex rings and things like that. They're smuggling other people in here. Criminals are walking over the border, and it's getting worse and worse. And you can see the deep state players, they are criminals themselves, and they show you every single day how they are criminals. Because again, they're bringing in all these illegals, and they don't care about the American citizen. Actually, what's happening out in Europe is actually the same thing that's happening here, or vice versa. And it's very interesting that all of this is happening at the same time. Do you really think that's possible unless it's coordinated? Of course it's coordinated. Who's it coordinated by? Soros and team. This has been their plan for a very long time. Remember, go back to the 16-year plan. Their plan was to have open borders. Their plan was to infiltrate this country. But when you look at the criminals, and I'm talking those people that are elected or installed in these positions here and in other countries, you could see that they will give everything for their people. Their people are the criminals that they're letting into this country. So they'll give them free homes, no money down, no interest payments, no nothing. They will give them all that, and they will exclude the Americans. When you look at the UK, they are doing the same thing. The UK government is preparing to deploy asylum seekers across the country. Immigrants will be given priority over Britons when it comes to finding housing. So they are now giving these illegals everything that they want, because what are they doing? They're replacing the people of these countries. And they want the illegals to be the majority in these countries so they can control the countries. But you can see Italy is actually now shutting down all these illegal immigrants coming into their country. Actually, Meloni's government, they have reduced the arrival of illegal immigrants by 60% in the first quarter of this year. It has withdrawn all types of payment or subsidy. If you enter illegally, you'll go back home. They don't go to Italy anymore. In Spain, arrivals have increased by 277%. Yes, if you reverse everything the deep state is giving them, we will give you food, we will give you housing, we'll give you clothing, we'll give you a job, we will give you a home for free. If you're going to give everyone something for free, of course the illegals are going to come. Of course they're going to make the trek up. If you remove all this, it's going to stop. It's that simple. And if you build a wall and you put everything back into place that Trump had in place to secure the border, everything just stops. But you could see from their actions what they're really trying to do is they're trying to basically infiltrate this country. And in the end, they want these people to be their foot soldiers. Remember what Obama says, we want a civilian army as strong as the actual, you know, army in this country, which means he needed to bring in all these people to be his foot soldiers, to go up against the armed forces of this country, to go up against the National Guard. And this is what he has done here. I do believe everything that's being done, Obama is conducting this. I'm not saying he's the originator of the plan, but he is carrying out this plan. I do believe there's many people above him that are actually, you know, in charge of this operation. And the operation that we're seeing is basically to take these countries and destroy them and remake them the way they want it, either through chaos and an invasion like this, or through war, or both. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And to bring us to where they want us to go and to stop people from telling the truth and getting the word out what's really going on, they need to do what? They need to censor people. Now, we've seen it going back to 2020 during COVID, during the elections. They started to censor individual accounts. Okay, let's take that person down. They violated. Let's change our terms of service. They violated. And they even took down the president of the United States. This time around, they realize that that method is not going to work because they have other platforms that they don't really control. And they realize what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to go after those platforms, and they're going to have to try to shut them down completely. And we can see with Elon, he shut down his operations in Brazil because they forced him. He's going to most likely be forced to shut down his operations in the EU. There's a lot of pressure on Rumble to shut down their operations. They're not allowed in certain countries. I do believe this is going to happen to Truth. And just recently, we had U.S. agencies. They tried to infiltrate Telegram to install back doors. And Pavel Durov, who's the creator and owner of Telegram, said, no, absolutely not. We're not going to allow this. Now, he did this when he was speaking to Tucker Carlson. He told him all about this. And he was out in France because they weren't following the Telegram app. They weren't following what France wanted. They wanted him to censor people. So basically what they're trying to do, just like they did to Elon, they're trying to kill Telegram. They're trying to take out the social media platform. This is the beginning phases of a communication blackout. This is what they're going to try to do. Now, what's very interesting is Naomi Seibert responded to what happened with Durov, and she said, why don't they arrest Mark Zuckerberg for enabling child predators? Two-tier policing. Defenders of free speech are the greatest threat to the system. Pavel Durov and Elon Musk are untamable. Elon responded to this and said because he already caved into censorship pressure. Instagram has a massive child exploitation problem, but no arrest for Zuck, as he censors free speech and gives governments backdoors access to user data. And he's absolutely right. And they want to actually sentence Durov to about 20 years in prison, which is absolutely ridiculous. Chris Pavlovsky of Rumble, he's the CEO, responded to all this and said the following. I'm a little late to this, but for good reason. I've just safely departed from Europe. France has threatened Rumble, and now they have crossed a red line by arresting Telegram CEO Pavel Durov, reportedly for not censoring speech. Rumble will not stand for this behavior. We'll use every legal means available to fight for freedom of expression, a universal human right. We are currently fighting in the courts of France, and we hope for Durov's immediate release. And yes, the deep state players, what they're going to try to do is they're going to put a lot of pressure on Rumble, a lot of pressure on Truth. They're going to try to shut down X. They're going to try to shut down Telegram. And again, in the end, this is going to fail. And yes, they're even going to go after the people in those countries because they don't want people speaking freely. See, they want controlled speech. You're allowed to say anything that you want as long as it aligns with what their narrative is. If you go outside of that, they consider it hate speech. So basically, the truth is now hate speech to them. I think it always has been, but now we're coming down to the wire here, to the presidential election, and basically all assets are deployed. And Wokeness put this up and said, UK mass arrests citizens for memes. France arrests founder of Telegram. Ireland tries to ban mean memes. Brazil forces X to flee the country. Australia tries to censor X posts. EU tries to blackmail Elon Musk. DOJ jails someone for a meme. Maduro blocks all of X. Free speech is under attack all across the globe. Now is the time to fight. If they win, there's no going back. So really think about this for a second. The entire world now is attacking free speech while they're telling everyone they're all for free speech as long as the speech is what they want. And again, that is not free speech. Free speech is you're allowed to say whatever you want. It can be hateful. It can be likable. It makes no difference. It's free speech. And I do believe this is why our founding fathers, since they fought a revolutionary war and they fought against all of this, and they set up the Bill of Rights where each person has rights that they are born with, they knew that this could never be allowed to happen again. Remember, after they fought the war, they realized, you know something? If we don't do something, if we don't create the Bill of Rights, if we don't create the Constitution, if we don't create documents to show that, no, we have the right to speak freely, we have the right to own a weapon, this will happen again. If you look at the other countries, they don't have the Bill of Rights. They don't even have their weapons. How do you defend against free speech if you can't defend yourself against a tyrannical government. You can't. The founding fathers knew this. Elon Musk put this out and said, the Second Amendment is the only reason long-term that the First Amendment will be upheld. So the founding fathers, they wrote the First Amendment and they said, well, how are we going to protect the First Amendment? I mean, yeah, it sounds great that you say you're born with it, but how do the people say, no, 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 you can't take away my First Amendment right? How do the people defend it? Well, we have to make another right that says you're allowed to own a weapon and you can use that weapon when the government, the tyrannical people come after you to defend your individual rights. And when you go back in time and you go back to the Second Amendment, James Madison is the one who actually created the Second Amendment. And the reason why he did this is as follows. The founding of the United States emphasized civic virtue and the importance of an armed citizenry as a check against tyranny. The idea was that an armed populace could resist oppression from either a foreign invader or a domestic government that might turn tyrannical. Federalism and the anti-federalist concerns. During the ratification of the Constitution, one of the major criticisms from anti-federalists was the lack of explicit protections for individual rights. They feared strong central government could become oppressive. The Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, was added directly to address these concerns, ensuring that the states and individuals retained certain powers and rights. While the militia aspect is often highlighted, there was also an understanding that the right to bear arms was an individual right. This right was seen as part of the broader natural rights philosophy, which held that individuals had inherent rights that could not be taken away by the government. So they believed that you needed something to protect yourself against your individual rights that you were born with. And the only thing that they can come up with, which I do believe is the right answer, was you were able to protect yourself against a tyrannical government that was trying to take away that right from you. If you look at the UK, if you look at Australia, if you look at all these countries, they don't have the Bill of Rights. Since they don't have the Bill of Rights, what did they do? They took the weapons away from the people. Now, when these governments want to go ahead and put these laws into place and the population decides we're not going to take this anymore, what do they have? They have knives, pitchforks. How do they go up against the tyrannical government? How do they show the tyrannical government, no, we're a force to be reckoned with? They really can't do it. And is the government afraid of them? No, they're not. The government has the upper hand. This is why our founding fathers specifically did this, because they knew. It wasn't to go to hunt. It wasn't there so you can form a militia later on. The Second Amendment was put into place to protect your individual rights, each and every one of them, from a government that wants to take it away from you. Remember, the government of this country is now a criminal syndicate. They're a tyrannical government. And every time they say, well, you don't have the right to speak freely, we can arrest you for a meme, we can put you in jail for protesting against an election that they cheated in. That is a tyrannical government. In the very beginning, people didn't recognize it. People really didn't see it when they were doing this. Now, as time goes on, people realize, wait, we're fighting for our freedom. Because every time they try to remove your right, you are now fighting for your freedom. This is what our founding fathers were fighting for. They tried to remove their individual rights. They tried to basically remove the freedoms that they had. And the founding fathers said, no, we like our freedoms. We don't want you to remove our freedoms. And that is what is happening right now. And the people now are starting to recognize this. And they're starting to wake up to this. Actually, this is the second revolution right now. And as time goes on and as these people try to remove the rights of the people are going to get very angry and pissed off and say, no, you're not doing it. And the people, since there's like 300 million guns in this country, the people have the strength. The people can say, not on our watch, you're not doing it. You can actually see how the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence is all now coming into play because it's giving the people the power to say no, no more. You have crossed a line, and now we are pushing back. It doesn't mean we're going to have violence. It doesn't mean you take your weapon out into the street. All you do is say, you're not going to do this. And actually, people who are purchasing guns right now, do you know they feel a lot more protected with their weapon, not just from the criminals on the streets, but from the tyrannical government. And the people of this country, they don't want a civil war. They don't want violence. They don't want any of this. Actually, our founding fathers who had their weapons, they didn't want violence. They tried to speak to the tyrannical British government at the time. But what does tyrannical governments normally do? They use force. And you could see the deep state players, they want to use force and they're trying to push the force on the people. But I think the people are a little bit smarter than that, and the people know exactly what they're trying to do. And the deep state players, they know that they need to create chaos and they need to create war at the same time, because when you have all that happening, there's a lot of confusion. And this is why they're trying to push war out in the Middle East, war out in Ukraine, soon to be Taiwan. And what's very interesting is that the U.S. Navy, they're going to sideline 17 vessels due to manpower shortages that makes it difficult to properly crew and operate the ships across the fleet, which is not a good thing right now. And again, this is all part of the deep state plan. Their plan is to weaken the armed forces as best they possibly can by turning away recruits. And how do they turn away people? Well, all you got to do is show a soldier in high heels and makeup. Do you really think people want to join the armed forces? Absolutely not. So this is how they try to weaken the entire thing. And what's very interesting is we could see that war is definitely building up in the Middle East. The Houthis, they just blew up the Greek-flagged oil tanker in the Red Sea, spilling about 150,000 barrels of oil. This is four times worse than the Exxon Valdez disaster. And the current administration's weakness in the Middle East is hurting America. Actually, really, when you really think about it, who's really running the country right now? Who's allowing this to happen? Well, once again, we have Obama who's actually running the country, and he wants this to happen because, again, they're following their 16-year plan. They want war to occur. They are pushing for war. And when you look at the Hamas war, the Hezbollah war with Israel, you could see how this is actually happening. The IDF launched, out of self-defense, a preemptive strike in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah says it hit 11 Israeli military sites, firing 320 rockets and drones in what they call the first phase of retaliation for Israel, killing their top commander. Now, what's very interesting about this, it looks like it is now coming true that Iran and Hezbollah, Hamas, they're all part of the same thing, the state-funded terrorists, they waited for after the DNC. And the peace talks, the ceasefire talks, completely fell apart. And a senior Hezbollah official has told Reuters that their response to the assassination of Fawad Shukr had been delayed several times due to political reasons, mainly the ongoing ceasefire negotiations. And the ceasefire negotiations completely and utterly fell apart. And they made this attack. And what's going to happen is things are going to escalate, and it's going to continue to escalate. Trump, he put this out and said, who is negotiating for us in the Middle East? Bombs are dropping all over the place. Sleepy Joe is sleeping on the beach in California, viciously exiled by the Democrats, and Comrade Kamala is doing a campaign bus tour with Tampon Tim, her really bad VP pick. Let's not have World War III because that's where we're heading. And he's absolutely right. And you can see things are getting worse and worse as time goes on. And you can see out in Ukraine, they're already bombing inside of Russia. I mean, really think about this for a second. And Zelensky is saying that Ukraine will soon be able to attack any part of Russia. And how will this be done? Well, it looks like they have a jet-based drone rocket, and it was fired into Russian territory. This new rocket drone type developed in Ukraine will seriously escalate the situation. It contains aluminum fog that, when blown up, creates a vacuum effect. So that is very, very interesting. And how do you think this is going to turn out? Because right now, we've come to know that U.S. bombs have been used to strike Russia. The U.S. GBU-39 glide bombs are being used to hit targets within Russia mainland. So now, the U.S. is getting involved in this. NATO is involved in this. So we see war breaking out in the Middle East. We see war breaking out with Ukraine and Russia. And I do believe North Korea and Iran, they're going to step all of this up. As we move forward, we're going to see a lot more cyber attacks in this country. Because I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing is they're making it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat in the election. Doesn't mean they're not going to try to cheat. They're going to use everything they possibly can to cheat. But when they realize they can't pull it off like they did in 2020, I do believe that's when they're going to use their other tactic of cheating, which means a delay in the election or trying to convince everyone that the elections were manipulated by a cyber attack or trying to delay the elections via a cyber attack. But their other part of cheating is the mail-in ballots. And you can see with the Social Security hack, they're going to be trying to use the last four digits of those numbers. And in a lot of the corrupt areas, they're redesigning their ballots to only include the last four digits. Plus, they have all the addresses which they could use for the illegals. That's number one. Number two, to use the mail-in, they got to push fear and make people believe that they can't go to the voting centers. And what's very interesting is they tried bird flu. They're trying COVID. I think they're going to just try everything altogether. And now they're trying to convince people that there's a problem with a mosquito-borne disease. And basically, they're saying this is encephalitis, and it could be deadly. So four Massachusetts towns, Douglas, Oxford, Sutton, and Webster, they have enacted a voluntary evening lockdown in an attempt to curb the spread of potentially deadly mosquito-borne disease. Starting October 1st, the recommendation is to remain indoors from 5 p.m. until the first hard frost. The period from dusk through dawn is considered peak mosquito hours. So is this going to make people afraid? It's exactly when the elections are going to occur. When's frost going to happen? In the middle of November? So they're convincing people that you should be afraid to go outside, which means a lot of people might say, you know something, I don't really want to make the trek to the voting center. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the mail-ins. And they're going to try to push the mail-ins in these areas. And I do believe this is going to spread to other states, especially the blue states. Now, to push this entire agenda where they're trying to make everyone believe that we have a major, major problem with mosquitoes, Fauci, who actually always contracts some type of virus or some type of disease, he just came down with the West Nile disease or virus. So he was hospitalized for 6 days with the West Nile virus. I mean, do you really think he's outside? Do you really think he's out in the woods? I mean, really think about this. I do believe what's happening right now is he is now putting this narrative out there, signaling to all the different areas, this is one of the approaches that we have to do, and we want you to start the curfews where you tell people not to go outside. And I do believe you're going to start to see a lot of the mayors, a lot of the different cities start to use this to try to convince as many, many people as possible to stay inside and use the mail-in ballots. And I do believe this is one of the ways that they're going to try to cheat, which will allow... Let's talk about our health. America, pay attention. We're living in perilous times. Assassination attempts, coups seeking to take over our government, cybersecurity threats, and we're just heating up. Now Forbes just put out an article that our government is handing $176 million to Moderna to whip up an mRNA bird flu vaccine. They're gearing up for the next big pandemic. And we can't trust the establishment with our health any longer. We must take matters into our own hands now. I'm protecting my family with Contagion Emergency Kit from the Wellness Company, and now you can too. This kit is no joke. It's your frontline defense against whatever they throw at us next. It comes packed with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. So you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Every family in America needs at least one of these kits. It's like having an urgent care in the comfort of your own home. Get your Contagion Emergency Kit now for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, just have these life-saving medications on hand and you won't have to think about it. Be proactive, be prepared, and take control of your health. Don't wait for the next crisis. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code x22, which will save you $30 at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Kits are only available in the U.S. The illegals and others to use the mail-in ballots in this area and allow them to use the social security numbers and different addresses, and they can send in, you know, 5, 10, 20 different mail-ins. So this is what they're going to try to do, but I do believe in the end, this is going to fail, and they won't be able to pull this off. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, as we know, spoke to RFK. They came to an agreement. RFK endorsed a Republican, and Trump is going to put him into his administration. And I do believe he is going to go into the area of health, vaccines, food, and everything like that. President Trump said the following: I also want to salute Bobby's decades of work as an advocate for the health of our families and children. Millions of Americans who want clean air, clean water, and healthy nation have concerns about toxins in the environment and pesticides in our food. That is why today I am repeating my pledge to establish a panel of top experts working with Bobby to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic health problems and childhood diseases, including autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and more. We want every child in America to grow up to live long and healthy lives. And this is all going to point back to all the food manufacturers, the pharmaceutical companies, because what they've been doing for a very long time is they've been poisoning the population. And they've been doing this on purpose to make us weak, to make sure that we don't reproduce. And this was all set up from the very, very beginning to do what? To basically take this country over and have this country lose in a war. Because if you have a weak population, they can't do anything, can't move, can't function, and you're not reproducing, it's very, very easy to take over the country. But Trump, he put this out on Truth, and it's pointing to BSMO, and it says, who would you rather have as Secretary for Health, RFK Jr. or Rachel Levine? So you have RFK Jr., who is in incredible shape, compared to this fat Rachel Levine who puts on a woman's wig. I think the decision is very, very clear. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. put this out, and it says, MAHA, make America healthy again. And I do believe we are now on track to making America healthy again. Because remember, what Trump has to do, he has to reverse every single thing the deep state has done. And if you really look at what he's doing right now, he's going to be putting people in key places to actually investigate what's really been going on, show the proof, and then reverse what they've been doing, coming up with new standards to say, no, these are not the chemicals. Actually, if you look at the food today and you look at what's happening out in Europe and you look at the same exact products, they are not allowed to include all the chemicals that's allowed here in the United States. And that is a very, very big difference. I do believe we should be removing all chemicals from these foods. We should be going back to natural foods, and we shouldn't have chemicalized versions of food. It makes no sense whatsoever, because all that does, it makes you sick. It makes you ill. It makes you weak. We need to go back to whole foods. But again, if you really think about it, why were we moving away from whole foods? Because they become very, very expensive. Why do they become very, very expensive? Well, when you're in a central bank system where we're borrowing currency from a private corporation and we pay it with interest attached, the value of the currency declines, which means real stuff becomes very, very expensive. Chemicalized stuff you can make very, very cheaply, and that allows people to buy that type of stuff. And you can see this with everything that's been happening in this country. And I do believe all of this is about to change, just like everything's changing for Kamala and Tim Walz. Remember, the honeymoon is over. The Democrats, they're not doing well. They're doing awful in the polls. They always were. When you look at the polls from the ABC, NBC, CBS, and all the rest, those are all manipulated polls. They polled 2,000 people. Yeah, 1,500 were Tim Walz, Kamala fans, and the rest were independents, Republicans. And all they did was manipulate the numbers to convince you of something that's really not happening, to make you upset. Like, oh my God, there's no hope. The Democrats are winning. No, the Democrats are not winning. That's all phony. And you could see it through Elon's poll that he took with almost 6 million people, political polls, which is 500,000 people. When you look at the raw numbers, you could see that Trump is decimating. Annihilating Kamala Harris. It's not even close. But you could see that Tim Walz, he is just a serial liar. Kamala is a serial liar. Biden is a serial liar. Obama is a serial liar. Hillary Clinton, they're all the same. They just tell lie after lie and lie. And when they're asked for the truth, they tell you another lie. But Don Jr. tells you why Tim Walz is lying. He says, another lie from Stolen Valor, Tim Walz. This loser claimed for decades that he was selected to be part of Harvard University teacher program. Only problem is that he made it up. He makes up everything. And the people, they see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that they installed Kamala Harris. There was no voting or anything like that. And Gavin Newsom, he was on a podcast And he actually said, I've been told to say Harris nomination was an open process. Then he laughed about it, which means it's all BS. And the fake news is now even saying that Kamala Harris's strategy of joy, it's not really a strategy. What is the strategy of joy? I mean, everyone wants joy in their lives, but to make the country great again, you just can't say joy. You have to show us, what are you going to fix? What are you going to repair? What are you going to stop? And again, she can't explain that because she's the one who's causing all of this. And just like we said on Friday, she's acting like she hasn't been in the administration and she is running for president while someone else was VP, someone else was president. And she's saying, yeah, all those decisions those people made, I'm going to reverse them. But she's the one who actually did it. Actually, Trump says it better. He put this out on Truth. He said, Kamala and her handlers are trying to make it sound like I'm the incumbent president so that they can blame me for the failure of the past 4 years. No, it was their failure. It was one of the worst presidencies in history. And she is definitely the worst vice president. So she was all for all these policies. And now she's trying to say, I'm not for all these policies. We're going to fix it on day one. But on day one, you're the one who actually pushed all these policies and destroyed the country. You think anyone is buying any of this? I don't believe so. But what I do believe is going to happen as we move down this path, I do believe the rhinos are going to become very, very panicky. They're going to become desperate. And they're going to realize that they're losing. And I don't believe they're going to be able to hide who they truly are, just like Liz Cheney, Kissinger, and the rest. I do believe what you're going to see, you're going to see individuals in the rhino party. They're not even Republican. They're the Rhino Party, Republican in name only. They're all of a sudden going to endorse Kamala. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see some of the presidents who are Republican actually endorse Kamala. Because again, they're Republican in name only. That's the Uniparty. So I do believe we're probably going to see something like this very, very soon, because I do believe they are now panicked. They realize that this freight train that's heading towards them, it cannot be stopped whatsoever. And the people of this country, they do not believe all these indictments and everything that's happening to Trump and the conviction. And even if they try to throw him in jail and they try to sentence him, we'll see how this plays out in September, because I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. The people aren't buying what they're selling anymore. Rasmussen reports that a poll and says, do you agree or disagree with the statement? The New York prosecution of Trump was politics, not justice. Well, very interestingly, Democrats agree 39%, almost 40% here. Independents 61%, GOP 73%, all voters 57%. 57% of the people are not buying this. They believe it was all politics. It had nothing to do with justice. So the people are now on Trump's side. And there are more and more people that are actually now speaking out because they can't stay silent anymore. So what's very interesting is Brittany Mahomes liked the Trump Instagram post and the left lost their minds. Her response message is absolutely perfect. And she says the following. I mean, honestly, to be a hater as an adult, you have to have some deep-rooted issues you refuse to heal from childhood. There's no reason your brain is fully developed and you hate to see others doing well. And she's absolutely right. And I do believe what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot more people come out and people talk on how they support Trump. And I do believe we're already starting to see this. And the reason for this goes back to a Mark Twain quote. He says, in the beginning of change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You see, the people now, they've had enough. They realize there's a lot of people backing Trump. They're not afraid anymore, and it's going to cost them nothing. And they can join in with the patriots. That is what you're experiencing right now. And I do believe you're going to see a lot more people join. But the D's, they're in a little bit of trouble. Because remember, Trump and the Patriots, they've been chipping away at the D party. And the D party, they are struggling right now. And a Michigan judge has ruled that far-left candidate Cornel West must be allowed to appear on the state's presidential ballot. George explains, this is a big-time loss for Democrats. West is bound to take many votes away from Kamala Harris. The court grants the West plaintiffs writ of mandamus. The state defendants are ordered to qualify West and Abdullah as an independent candidate for the ballot on the condition that the Board of State Canvassers does not determine they are disqualified after review of the signatures on the qualifying petitions and West complies with MCL 68590D. Judge Robert Redford, isn't it hilarious that the Party of Democracy is fighting so rigorously to keep everyone off the ballot? Their own candidate wasn't even chosen by their voters. Absolutely. But you know the deep state players, they're going to be pushing back as hard as they possibly can because, again, they don't want other people on the ballot because this will take a lot of the votes away from Kamala, just like RFK has taken the votes away from Kamala. And when you look at the Democratic Party, they're not winning. They're losing. The people are really waking up, especially the young men, which is absolutely amazing. The Rabbit Hole put this out and said, young men are leaving the Democratic Party. Back in 2016, 51% of young men identified or leaned Democrat. 2023, this number has dropped to 39%. I wonder how far this number is going to go down when they tell all these young men that you have to go and fight in this war, this nuclear war. Do you think they're all going to say, you know something? We're no longer with the Democratic Party. We're going to the Republican Party, the Party of Peace, because they're going to see the Democratic Party as the party of war, and they're going to see the Republican Party as the party of peace. So I do believe this number is going to drop like a rock. But you can see the deep state players, they are freaking out because RFK has endorsed Trump. And when you look at the different publications, just like Washington Post, you could see they're panicking. Patriots Are Control put this out on X and said, Washington Post, RFK Jr.'s warm here. I guess I'm supporting Trump too. The Washington Post again. Kennedy is choosing to trust Trump. Let's see how that goes. Washington Post again. RFK Jr., environmental warriors, backs the drill, baby drill ticket. Basically, they are freaking out that RFK now has joined forces with Trump. Elon has joined forces with Trump. I do believe we're going to see a lot of others joining forces with Trump who are Democrat. And you're going to see a lot of the rhinos that are going to turn on the Republican Party and actually endorse Kamala. And once people see that, the people are going to really understand what's going on here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is when RFK came out onto the stage, they were playing the story My Hero from the rock band Foo Fighters. And Foo Fighters, they threatened to take legal action against Trump for using their song without their permission. So that is very interesting. But again, they are lying to the people because The Independent reported that the Trump campaign did have permission to play My Hero. The paper has seen documents that confirm that Team Trump licensed the song from BMI's Songview service. The Foo Fighters ignore the fact they sold their rights to BMI while threatening to sue the Trump campaign. They are completely dishonest. And of course, they're saying, well, all royalties we're going to give to the Kamala Waltz campaign. So basically, they lied to the people. And we could see with RFK endorsing Trump, the Kennedy family is not very happy. They put out a statement saying they're pretty much disowning him, which means most likely he's doing the right thing. The New York Post put out a headline that a Kennedy endorses a Republican. Just think about how powerful that really is. Cynical Publius put this out and said, the sheer brilliance of the RFK Jr. endorsement is the timing. Overnight, it erased the entire DNC bump for the fascist Democrats. Brilliant. Thank you. Whatever Trump and RFK strategists figured this out, it is absolutely golden. It's a wooden stake to the vampire's heart of the Kamala Harris platform. Absolutely. And you can see there are many people now who were part of the Democratic Party. They're now turning away from the Democratic Party. Brian Eskow put this out. I'm a Kennedy supporter. As you can tell from my pinned post, I felt for a few weeks now that I might have to choose between Trump and Harris. The vibe shifted when Harris was tagged in. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think I'll vote for a Republican for the first time in my life in November. And his name is Donald Trump. I simply cannot support the results of the Biden-Harris administration or the process the Democrats use to select their new candidate. We're not in Kansas anymore. I hope the big guest I have on Monday, prominent progressive thought leader, doesn't cancel on me if and when she sees this post. Alex Clark, she put this out. Because of the RFK endorsement, women are telling me they're willing to publicly say they're voting Trump for the first time. Absolutely. And you can see there's going to be a lot of people now switching. And we will probably most likely see a lot more of these posts coming out on X. And you're going to see a lot of people speaking up about how they're switching. And this is going to basically destroy the D's. And really think about this entire mission. This is not a normal four-year election, as everyone can see. This is about taking back the country. The country's at a crossroads right now. And to take back the country, you need the country on your side. This is why you see this happening. This is all part of the Great Awakening. Because it's not Republican versus Democrat. It's the people of this country against a criminal syndicate. The people must recognize the criminal syndicate. So all those people out there saying, this is a normal Republican versus Democrat. No, it isn't. This is about the people taking back the country. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. It's about bringing the people together, uniting them. That is what Trump is doing. And how do you unite people? You show the people the truth. And this is why I do believe Trump is going to show the people the truth about the assassination of JFK, his assassination attempt, many other assassinations. Grieve Lives Matter put this out and said, this is huge. Trump just announced that he will create a JFK assassination commission in honor of Robert Kennedy Jr. that will release all remaining documents pertaining to that fateful event. I will establish, Trump says, a new independent presidential commission on assassination attempts, and they will be tasked with releasing all the remaining documents pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And they will also conduct a rigorous review of the attack last month. But I'll tell you, I never had more people ask me, please, sir, release the documents on the Kennedy assassination. And we're going to do that. Now, really think about this and think about what's going to happen. When the truth actually comes out, and I'm not talking about all these fake commissions that the deep state sets up to tell you a lie. When it shows that the CIA was involved, the FBI was involved in the assassination attempt of Trump, the assassination of JFK, and going back throughout time, maybe with Reagan and the rest, I think the people are going to be absolutely shocked. And that reminds me of Post 586, January 22nd, 2018. What would happen if texts originating from the FBI agent to several internals discuss the assassination possibility of the POTUS or members of his family? What if the text messages suggest foreign allies were involved? Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? Yes, if it's declassified. What happens to the FBI, DOJ? What happens to the special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI, DOJ previous case would be challenged, lawless. Think logically. So let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we could see is since RFK now endorsed Trump, we could see the polls have completely changed. Election Wizard put this out and said, RFK Jr. votes break for Trump in all swing states. Tony Fabrizio adds, the net vote gain in a state like Arizona based just on a 2020 turnout model would be over 41,000, nearly four times Biden's winning margin. Or in Georgia, the net gain would be 19,000, nearly twice Biden's margin. You think this was planned a long time ago? I do believe so. And I do believe you're going to see, and actually Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is teasing that more big names are going to come out for Trump. Wait until you see the next additions. I think it's going to destroy the deep state players. See, in the end, the D party will cease to exist the way we know it today. And you can see already, Trump is already in the process of destroying them. He's also in the process of making this election too big to rig. And actually, that's what he put out. When you look at the venue, his place in Arizona was completely packed. It was the same place that Kamala had it. And she had to put up black curtains to hide the rest of the seats. Trump had no black curtains. It was a packed house. Now, again, as Trump makes the election too big to rig and the deep state players can't cheat in the election, what are they going to do? I do believe they're going to have to say the elections can't be held because there was a cyber attack, or the elections were held and the cyber attack manipulated the elections. And we're starting to see a lot more cyber attacks. Recently, there was a cyber attack that hit Pittsburgh city computers. And basically, there was a security breach on August 18th. We also see there was a massive hack of the Florida election system during the August 20th primary, wait a minute, I thought these systems weren't connected to the internet. I guess the primaries are. I mean, what systems are we using here? So they were hacked. They were violated in some way. Is there malware on them? And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of these cyber attack stories. And if you notice, they're completely picking up right now. I mean, a hack on Social Security, cyber attack on car dealerships, cyber attack for the hospitals, cyber attack on local offices, city offices, cyber attacks on the water filtration system, a cyber attack on the election system that held the primaries in Florida. All you see is cyber attack after cyber attack. I wonder what they're trying to say here. I think we all know. Now, the other thing that we see is General Michael Hayden, who was the head of the CIA, he actually made a prediction. He goes, predictions. In less than 3 months, there is an election for the president of the United States. I believe it is the most important election since 1860 and the start of the Civil War. Now, that's very interesting because once again, during the Civil War, who guarded the elections? Wasn't that the military? Yes. And think about it. Let's go back to the 1860 election. Lincoln was elected on November 6, 1860. He took office on March 4, 1861. The American Civil War began on April 12th, 1861. You think the Democrats back then, because they were the Democrats, you think they were angry that he took office? Do you think they created this event? Absolutely. But think about it. As we approach the election, we know the deep state players, what are they going to do? They're already predicting it. They're going to use a cyber attack. They're going to try to bring us to war. And they want a civil war in this country all at the same time. And what does the deep state have? Well, they have the CIA, they have the FBI, they have the NSA, they have DHS, they have the NGOs, they have Hollywood, they have big tech, they have corporations. What does Trump have? Trump has the military, military intelligence. Trump has the people of this country. That should tell you everything you need to know. Why do you think Trump said, I will not take the intelligence that they're offering, because it's coming from the criminal syndicate? And by the way, there will be no civil war. You might see events, you might see them try to kick it off, but it will not end up being a civil war. It might look scary, but it will not end up being like be a civil war. Let's go back to post 1664, July 1st, 2018. There will be no civil war. Let's go to post 114, November 5th, which is very interesting. That's the election day. U.S. military equals savior of mankind. We will never forget Fantasyland. God save us all. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he's been using the phrase MAGA for a very long time. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. decided to explain what he thinks MAGA really means. The phrase has troubled liberals who think it is a call for a return to an America before civil rights, gay rights, and women's rights. But I have a more generous interpretation, one that is truer to my experience of Donald Trump as he is today. Make America Great Again recalls a nation brimming with vitality, with a can-do spirit, with hope and a belief in itself. It was an America that was beginning to confront its darker shadows, could acknowledge the injustice in its past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, and an idealistic belief, though not consistently applied, in freedom, justice, and democracy. It was a nation that led the world in innovation, productivity, and technology. It was the healthiest country in the world. I have talked to many Trump supporters. I have talked with his inner circle. I have talked to the man himself. This is the America they want to restore. And he's absolutely right. And the message is absolutely clear. And Trump, he says November 5th will be the most important day in the history of America. November 5th is the day the people must decide, do we take back this country or do we allow the deep state to have it? Because after this election, there's no going back. And this is why Trump put forth this plan to wake the American people up, Democrat, Republican, Independent. Actually, he put this plan forth to wake up the American people. He wanted the American people to fight for their freedom. But he needed to show the American people, Look how they're trying to take your freedom away every step of the way. And that's what people have noticed. The people have noticed that these individuals, the tyrannical government, the criminal syndicate, they have been in the country removing your rights. They say they're for your rights. They're actually removing the rights they don't want you to have and trying to give you a right that they want you to have. They want you to have the right to kill a baby. They don't want you to have a right to speak freely, to own a weapon, to be secure in your house. So when you look at what they've been doing, Trump needed to show you, look, they're destroying the country. They're trying to give you something that you really don't want. And they're trying to take away everything that you do want. And I think the people now see this. The people understand this. And the people during this election, because this is not just a normal four-year election, Republican versus Democrat. This is the American people against a criminal syndicate. It's not a Republican-Democrat election. It's an American people election against a criminal syndicate. Either the people say no more or the criminals win. I believe the American people are going to rise to vote the tyrannical government out of office. And once this happens, Trump and the Patriots become operational, because that is the message to Trump, to the military. It's go time. Let's go back to two posts. Post 104, November 5th. Now is the time to pray. We're operational. God bless the United States of America. Post 110, November 5th, 2017. Mainstream media, CIA counter-ops will all fall down. And I do believe it will. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.